Coach, thank you for coming on with us this afternoon.
I appreciate your interest and so forth. Obviously, it's a tough time.
Well, it is, and I mean, it's so hard to know where to start a conversation like this. But why don't we go back to what you and the Lakers saw in Kobe as an 18-year-old when you traded for him?
Well, everybody in the league knew that Kobe was a special high school player. My son, Larry, who's assistant GM of the Warriors, saw him play five times in high school when he was in the personnel end of things with the Milwaukee Bucks. And everybody, the whole world knew. John Calipari knew. He was coaching the Nets. He wanted him. But it didn't work out that way. We gave up a great player to get Kobe, which a wonderful player in person, Vlade Divac. We gave him to Charlotte, for Kobe. But they were to draft Kobe and get Vlade, which is what happened. And we had worked Kobe out, and we had seen what he could do, even with that, what was a 17-year-old body at the time that he worked out. He didn't become 18 until he actually played in his first NBA game.
Early on, though, Dale, you could see the maturity in Kobe Bryant. You mentioned he was just 17 years old when he joined you. Could you predict what you saw at that time, the greatness that ended up being his NBA career?
Well, I don't think that you can do that, really, in retrospect, obviously. But when you see somebody 17, 18, 19 years old, you can tell that when they're, special and are clearly better than the people that they're competing against. But to project a 10, 20-year career and to project that any single player is going to be one of the, you pick a number, top five, top seven, top one, it's a matter of opinion. But he's in the top echelon of all-time players, and I don't think that too many people can literally say that somebody's going to be a 20-year player. We got Zion Williamson right now, who's, everybody's a phenomenon. But what makes you a great, great player is not where you start, and it's not where you are after three or four or five years. I think greatness requires a long period of time. And I mean, Kobe, in his 20th year, his farewell was, thank you very much, here's 60 points.
Yeah, we're talking with former Los Angeles Lakers coach Del Harris. So how do you think he handled himself as he really grew up in the league? You think he did a good job? You think he handled the fame, the pressure?
Yeah, he did. Everybody has bumps in the road, but he only had one, as far as I know, and it got publicized pretty widely. But he was a great kid, and he became an even greater man. And my first encounter with Kobe was 4 years old. I coached his dad in 1982-83 with the Rockets, and Kobe was just a little guy. And I didn't know at that time he was going to be the player that he became. But he had such a work ethic from the very start. He was focused on being the best that he could be. We didn't have a practice facility at that time. The Lakers and the Clippers were about the last two teams to get their own practice site, and I was gone by the time they had that at the Lakers. And I would have certainly spent more time with him, because you would have had to kick him out of the gym, because whenever we did have practice, it'd just be we'd rent a place for a couple hours, and it wasn't always the same place every week. He would go find a place to play. He'd go play in a high school gym, or at Westside Y, or at the UCLA phys ed place. He would just play, and that was how dedicated he was.
So, Dell, if there was one word to describe Kobe Bryant, what would that be?
Intense.
How do you think he's going to be remembered by the Lakers? How do you think they'll remember him?
Wow. It's him and Magic and Kareem. They're above, I'm leaving out Jerry West. The Lakers have had so many wonderful players. He's one of them. I mean, it's just, he's the most recent of the great players that they had. It's been a wonderful franchise, and you can just go down the list. But he leaves behind a great legacy of a 20-year as a Laker, a guy who gave his best all the time, and sometimes it backfired a little bit on him, but he demanded the best out of his teammates as well, and occasionally some of those guys didn't want to give their best.